So what are you watching? What are you reading? What are you listening to? The year 2022 delivered a new batch of podcasts. Here to talk about them and suggest a few is Nick Kwa. He's podcast critic at Vulture. Hey, Nick, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
So, Nick, before we ask you about some specifics on your list, any big new podcast trends in 2022?
Well, new is an interesting one. So, you know, you have the usual trends that there were a lot more celebrity podcasts this year, more true crime, more fiction podcasts that were obviously designed to be television scripts. But it was also, I thought, sort of an interesting year for narrative podcasts. Like, we had a few knockout investigative shows like The Trojan Horse Affair and Bone Valley. But it was also this interesting subtrend of, like, shows that were essentially family histories. And we'll talk about one in a bit, but it's been a sort of really interesting interior year.
Well, let's talk about that. This is the first podcast we're going to talk to you about on your list, Mother Country Radicals. The host is Ziad Ayers-Dorn. And if those names ring a bell, he is the son of the 1960s radicals Bernadine Dorn and William Ayers. They were part of what was called the Weather Underground organization that was on the run from the FBI. So Ziad grew up in hiding. Let's listen.
You grow up, you start to see some of your parents' flaws, their contradictions. You realize maybe you don't know everything you thought you knew, that maybe they kept things from you.
What's it like having me do this kind of research into your past?
It's wonderful that you're interested, even, really. But it scares me.
What does that mean?
Well, if I think, you know, by you doing this project, you've made me think, you know, are there secrets, what to keep as a secret and what not to keep?
Well, Nick, of the three we're going to talk about, this is my favorite because I have had almost the exact same conversation with my mom, you know, chasing my own family history. I mean, the host personalizes this late 60s, early 70s important window in American history with political activism. And here we are again, having a national conversation about overthrowing the government in a very different context. Why did you put this on your list?
So, you know, there are many ways in which a project like this, you know, it's really hard to make it work, right? On the one hand, it's a sprawling story. You know, the Weather Underground, you know, is a very sort of complicated thing to talk about. And it existed within what at the time was sort of really complicated and complex web of other sort of multiple overlapping undergrounds. And there was this sort of feeling in the air at the time that Dorn captures really well about the sense of, you know, political frustration and possibility. And so, you know, you have in that clip, the thing that, like, is quite universal, which if you ever sat down and talked to your parents about, hey, what did you used to believe in? What did you used to do? Yeah. And it's such a remarkable way into, you know, a really potent emotional historical moment. And of course, yes, there's the connections to today. And of course, there's always this sort of feeling of what is a political possibility in 2022. And, you know, in addition to everything else, it's also a fascinating reminder that people dreamt differently at some point in time.
Yeah. Okay, podcast number two. Welcome to Provincetown. That is a town in Cape Cod that becomes a queer mecca every summer. The host is Mitra Kaboli. Here's a bit of the trailer.
For a place that's so small, it has a lot of drama and a lot of politics.
One aspect of Provincetown is that it is all theater. Everyone's on stage.
Literally, CNBC, and that's everyone's motto in P-Town.
There's nothing like the energy, the force, the sheer power of people screaming at you and clapping at you and cheering at you.
And I want to introduce one of the absolute finest. Would you please welcome Miss Kaya Kristal?
That is just like, whoa.
Now, Nick, I have to say, I came for the whoa, right, for the personalities. I did not stay for the story, at least in episode one, and then I listened to parts of episode two. I'm still, I don't know, waiting for the tension or what's at stake, the arc of the story. What was I missing?
I love that you said that because my relationship to the show, the reason why I felt so strongly about it, it's because there's none of that.
there's none of that.
So there's a, you know, there's a way to think about narrative podcasts, right? And sort of when you kind of sit down and listen to a radio story or a sort of long form audio documentary, that you're looking for, like, the plot, the mystery, the question, the tension. With Provincetown, you know, you're just being. You're just kind of watching these characters with Mitra and Kaboli. You're observing them, and the way that I've described it is that it's a little bit audio verite, a little bit travel journal. You kind of just pop into this world that Mitra kind of like walks you through and just sort of get glimpses of these lives. And it's not, you know, a thriving, you know, propulsive plot or experience in any way. But it's one of those things where, you know, if you just want to step outside for your life a bit, you know, it's a mm-hmm. lovely project to do that.
And is that what the podcast space allows for? That is, right, if some of us want to go in for a plot or a dramatic story or mystery, sure. But there are all these other ways of storytelling that work in podcasts, that draw listeners, that draw enough money to keep getting produced.
That is a loaded way to frame the question because, you know, much like the way we think about, say, you know, art house films or, you know, arts that doesn't quite fit the commercial form very clearly, which, you know, it's nice to have a universe in which we have a lot of different kinds of things. You know, it's a big open question whether the economy can sustain stuff like this. But, you know, that tension's always been in every form of art. And, you know, I'm just happy that somebody ponied up the cash to make this. I hope, you know, that Mitra and this team can make more stuff like this. And that maybe, you know, having a conversation like you and me on the radio, that people will hear this and check it out and tell their friends.
Well, understand, right? Keep breaking stuff, keep learning, and keep being creative, as you say. Okay, we're going to close with some gossip, as in the podcast Normal Gossip. So you get an anonymous gossip story from the real world. That's how this works. It's told by the host Kelsey McKinney to a range of guests. Pay attention, all of you, to this next clip for a familiar voice.
We love a little drama.
Well, and like, this is the thing that I realized over the course of my career, like everything gossips and everyone gossips and all things are actually gossip. Like when I covered politics, a lot of those, you know, stories full of unnamed sources, that's just gossip, right? And like we act like it's not gossip because it's about politicians, but that's gossip.
That, of course, is Sam Sanders, the former NPR host, sharing his relationship to gossip. I listened to one episode, you know, where a person joins a knitting group and she secretly finds the bossy host of this group is a hypocrite. That the host publicly is all about earth-friendly wool, except then she's found to use mass market wool with pollutants. And the question of the gossipy group is, what do? Do you expose? Is that why this podcast, you think, works?
Oh, absolutely. So I assume do you like gossip, Scott?
Do I like gossip? Do I like cookies? I mean, yeah, come on.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, what is news if not verified gossip? Normal Gossip, hosted by Kelsey McKinney, produced by Alex Sujan Auckland. The show has this really elemental pleasure. Each episode, Kelsey kind of delivers this robust, anonymized piece of gossip to a guest. The important thing is that the gossip, as you sort of outlined there as an example, is ultimately banal. Like, these are stories both from and about perfectly ordinary strangers, and they tend to be the kind of stuff that, like, you know, gets a good group chat going. You got dating mishaps, you got inexplicable behavior, and like with the knitting scene, like it's about social scene breakdowns a little bit. And you know, Kelsey's a great storyteller. She does this thing where she like really takes you every twist and turn and complication of a good piece of yarn. It's just utter catnip. We live in a time of incredible celebrity gossip. And a lot of that's outlandish, a lot of that is fantastical, but there's something just pleasurable about hearing another stranger's, like, business.
Nick, before we let you go, we've asked you about three of them. Give us a couple more on your list that you want to put out there and suggest we check out.
I just want to give a shout out. You know, we're talking a little bit about shows that feel non-traditional or, you know, could only exist on the internet or something. There's a little tiny show that I love called Frog of the Week. And it is exactly what it sounds like. Every week, a host kind of talks through a different frog that she sort of found, researched, and provide little fun facts and little sort of sound clips. It's just adorable.
That's Nick Kwa. He is podcast critic for Vulture. Nick, thanks for sharing your picks with us and happy listening.
Thanks for having me.